How much caffeine is too much for kids? It's a question much on our minds after learning today that 16-year-old Davis Cripe of Chapin, South Carolina, died last month after drinking a large Diet Mountain Dew, a cafe latte from McDonald's, and an energy drink, all within 2 hours at school. Kathleen Miller is a senior research scientist with the Research Institute on Addictions at State University of New York at Buffalo. Dr. Miller, the coroner says there were no underlying problems, no undiagnosed heart conditions. Davis was healthy, active, anti-drugs. They think the fault was squarely in the caffeine. How much caffeine is in these drinks?
Well, it kind of depends on which drink you're looking at, but most mainline energy drinks have about 10 milligrams of caffeine per ounce. Now, that's a little bit weaker than a strongly brewed cup of coffee. It's about 3 times stronger than most soft drinks.
And within 2 hours, having, you know, 3 sets of caffeine, is that part of the problem, that it was so much in such a short period of time?
It's very likely that the time frame was the key issue here. It's surprising and unusual that there were no undiagnosed heart conditions involved. In this case, it would be interesting to know how big an energy drink we're talking about here, because some of them can be multi-serving cans.
Well, they haven't yet named the drink, but they're saying that these energy drinks might affect young, healthy people differently. There was a 2015 Mayo Clinic study showing that an energy drink can increase the blood pressure of healthy young adults, as well as hormone levels, and can raise the risk of cardiovascular events. Have you been looking at this, energy drinks and specifically young people?
My research is mostly about the behavioral implications of energy drink use in young people, the fact that it's associated with other risk-taking behaviors. But there is some fairly good initial research suggesting that energy drinks are about more than just caffeine. There are a couple of possible reasons why energy drinks might affect people differently than just, say, a cup of coffee. One is that they are consumed differently. They're caffeinated, they're cold, and all of the marketing around them suggests that people should drink them quickly. You don't just sip an energy drink. You're supposed to slam the whole can. It's also possible that some of the other ingredients in energy drinks are playing a role here. There are also other stimulants and various plant and herbal extracts and amino acids, and we don't really have a good sense of how those interact with each other.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the study of elevation of blood pressure and stress hormone levels in healthy young adults, but also the blood pressure of energy drink consumers remains significantly elevated by the time the blood pressure of caffeinated water drinkers returns to normal, so it has a longer effect.
It certainly sounds like it. But again, there isn't all that much research that's definitive yet on this.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the parents of Davis Cripe are begging kids, you know, this wasn't a car crash. This was an energy drink. It took his life. Stop buying them.
Absolutely tragic for them. But even if you set the energy drink aside, caffeine in the Diet Mountain Dew and in the latte, that's also caffeine, and caffeine is a drug. We don't think of it as a drug because everybody uses it. It's the only cradle-to-grave legal drug there is in this country. And for most of us, it's largely harmless. But for a few of us, it can be potentially lethal.
Kathleen Miller, senior research scientist with the Research Institute on Addictions at State University of New York at Buffalo. Dr. Miller, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
And she tells us one reason there is so little research on energy drinks is that they are considered supplements. We'll follow this. Here and now.